Proclamation number 7147, dated the June 18th, 1958. God became visible in Jesus Christ. Anyone who professes me will also be admitted into my kingdom, for he will already be an aspirant to my kingdom as soon as he has found the path back to me from whom he once separated of his own free will. He no longer acknowledged me, and this was the sin against me, his God and creator of eternity, which could not be redeemed in any other way than through the conscious acknowledgement of me myself. And in order to enable the human being to do so, I personified myself in the human being Jesus. For the reason for apostasy from me rested in the fact that my living creations were unable to behold me. Hence they turned to the one who is visible to them who, in a manner of speaking, participated in their emergence and who, despite greatest awareness, volitionally dissociated himself from the deity whom he, too, was unable to behold. And thus I became a visible God for you humans in Jesus Christ, and as a result of my human manifestation, the reason to deny me acknowledgement actually no longer applied. But now the acknowledgement of me at the same time also requires the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ's act of salvation. Due to the immense guilt of the original sin, redemption from it became necessary for you humans. The guilt had to be redeemed first because I could not accept sinful living creations anymore, or, my justice demanded an atonement for this guilt which only then would restore the former relationship between the living creations and myself again, which had been disrupted by the said sin. This act of atonement for humankind was thus offered by the human being Jesus. Nevertheless, I manifested myself in this human being Jesus, for I wanted to redeem you humans from the great guilt myself. It is just that I had to avail myself of a human cover which then, however, should eternally shelter me within itself, so that my beings would be able to behold their God and Creator, so that they would be able to recognize and love their Father in Him, whom they then could wholeheartedly approach without having to vanish as a result of His fire of love. And thus everyone who acknowledges the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ has started the path of return into the Father's house, because he simultaneously acknowledges me myself in him and, as a result of the act of salvation, his original sin is redeemed. He will therefore also be admitted into my kingdom. I will come to meet my child as father, for I myself never separated from him. I merely accepted his will which had turned away from me because it was free. And thus free will has to become active again and strive to return to me. This is demonstrated by the person through his conscious acknowledgement of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation and the conscious relationship with him through his call and appeal for deliverance. For he knows that he is restricted as long as he has not yet found me in Jesus Christ. The acknowledgement of myself is a free act of will which, however, changes the state that had lasted in eternity, which leads from death into life, out of the night and into the light. For the acknowledgement of me will also, and without fail, entail a change of character. The human being will re-enter the divine order. He will leave the region which has been his abode for endless times and enter the spheres of light, albeit his body still remains on earth. But the soul, the once fallen spirit, strives towards its home again, for the acknowledgement of me myself in Jesus Christ will always be associated with a transmission of strength and light, so that the person will recognize what is right and good, and thus his intentions and actions have to be good and right too. For now I will not leave the side of my child again which has found me, and with my guidance it will also reach its goal with certainty. It will be accepted as my child in the Father's house, where it will live in freedom and light and blissful happiness, where it will create with me and in my will as is and has been its destiny since the beginning. Amen.